The Samaritans answered almost 1,000 calls a day last year. That's according to their annual report out today. Volunteers spent almost 70,000 hours on the phone giving support to callers across the island. With us in studio this morning is the Samaritans Executive Director, Niall Mulligan. Niall, thanks for coming in and joining us here. Can you give us a sense of what the calls were about?
Absolutely. Thank you very much for having me in. You've got to remember, in 2021, that we were still very much within the whole context of the COVID pandemic. So that very much influenced the type of calls we were receiving. So if you look at sort of some of the key issues that people were ringing us around, it was around about mental health and wellness and well-being and their physical illness, but also in relation to the impact on family relationships, on their partnerships and relationships as well, but also in relation to COVID. COVID came up in one in every five calls that we had from callers, and we had 350,000 calls to our 13 branches in Ireland in 2021. A real impact there, I think we underestimate just how profound an impact the COVID pandemic had on the mental health and well-being of people in the country. And the other issue that came up in 2021, which we hadn't seen in 2020, was an anxiety around when we were coming out of COVID and the restrictions were beginning to be eased. That was difficult for people as well. Ironically, you would think maybe not so much, but it was. And then there were a cohort of people who were still and still are isolating and still are almost self-restricted because of ill health and because of their own personal circumstances. So it had a real impact on our callers, and I suppose it also had a real impact on our volunteers, because we 40% of our volunteers had self-isolated cocoons, so other volunteers stepped up to the mark in that regard, and we're doing two or three different duties a week, which kept our 24/7 helpline open all year.
You were a real lifeline to a lot of people. Did many people phone you because they were lonely, to have someone to talk to?
Yes, that was the other key piece in terms of loneliness and isolation. And these are not issues that are unique to 2021. I mean, they're consistent in our callers over a number of years. Loneliness and isolation particularly was an issue in 2021, 2020. And again, I mean, it is a norm. It is definitely an issue out there, irrespective of COVID or not. But I think COVID exacerbated a lot of that. And people sometimes often think about loneliness and they connected with, say, living in rural isolation. But it's not necessarily the case at all. I mean, there was also a lot of people who would be very lonely and very isolated in large cities and large housing estates. So very much a key issue for us. And as you said, our volunteers and the lifeline and that ability and opportunity to talk to somebody, maybe the only person that somebody talks to for that day or even for that week. So crucially important.
And you had a lot of calls from prisons as well.
This was a very interesting development in 2021, particularly. We've had some calls for prisoners in the past, for people in prison. We operate a service in prisons to support prisoners in terms of their own mental health and particularly to reduce self-harm and suicide within the prison service. But we saw quite a significant increase in 2021. So we saw about 19,000 calls to our 116123 number, whereas normally maybe 2,000, 3,000, 4,000 we would have expected. So part of that is linked in definitely to COVID, and just the Irish Prison Service was very successful in maintaining COVID free within the prison for a long time. But the other initiative that the Irish Prison Service piloted, to their credit, was an in-cell phone, so that people could actually ring in. There were obviously parameters around that, but one of the numbers that people could ring was our 116123 number.
Okay. And I'm just thinking, you know, in the year since, in the months since this annual report, we haven't been given a break at all, you know, because we've gone from the pandemic straight into the war in Ukraine and then everything that has resulted from that and the cost of living and the increases in the cost of everything at the moment. And I'm just wondering what anecdotally you're hearing about calls this year.
Yes, I mean, you're right. I think we, in terms of the cost of living crisis in particular, anecdotally, that is definitely an issue for people. And that is very worrying, because we know from our own experience on the ground, we know from our own research, we know from international research that when you, in terms of poverty, in terms of recession, in terms of this cost of living crisis, that will impact, and it is impacting on people's mental health and well-being. And we will see that reflected, A, in our data this time next year if we're talking to you, but also B, we need to prepare for the impact that is having on individuals, and particularly people who are already marginalised and already at risk within this community. So there are a number of marginalised communities within Ireland that are disproportionately represented in mental health services, in suicide numbers, and this is going to impact even more so on those individuals and those groups. So it really should be a top priority for us as we move forward, just not just Samaritans but other organisations as well.
Thank you very much indeed. And the Samaritans number is 116123. There's an email as well, joe@samaritans.ie. Executive Director of the Samaritans, Niall Mulligan, thank you for coming in. It's 8:52.